From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, meeting with his NATO allies' counterparts, said Friday in Brussels that they must increase their country's defense budgets. The top U.S. diplomat told the foreign ministers the alliance must have all of the resources, financial and otherwise, that are necessary for NATO to fulfill its mission in places like Iraq and Syria. Tillerson also spoke of the situation in Europe.
And then lastly, we want to obviously have a discussion around NATO's posture here in Europe, most particularly Eastern Europe, in response to Russia's aggression in Ukraine and elsewhere.
The comments concerning Moscow are some of the strongest the Trump administration has made since coming to power in January. U.S. President Donald Trump supports former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between Trump campaign advisors and Russia, as long as Flynn is granted immunity from prosecution. In a Friday morning tweet, President Trump agreed that Flynn should seek immunity for testifying in what he likened to politically motivated harassment campaigns. The Wall Street Journal first reported Thursday that Flynn is in talks to try to get a promise of immunity, but that no one had agreed to his terms. Flynn, a retired lieutenant general, was forced to resign as one of Trump's closest advisors after it was revealed that he had misled Vice President Mike Pence about his communications with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees are looking into whether any associates of Donald Trump may have coordinated with agents of the Russian government. VOA News.